We're strapping ourselves in.
Oh, yeah. For what?
For a bit of a roller coaster, I think. We're talking about the wild, sometimes wacky world of dating.
Ah, yes. The dating story.
Exactly. We've got this treasure trove of listener-submitted stories. Some are so bizarre, well, you just have to hear them.
Right. And the mission today?
Basically, share some laughs, maybe cringe a bit in sympathy. And just marvel at human behavior when romance is supposed to be happening.
Absolutely. We've definitely waded through some, let's say, interesting submissions, courtesy of you listeners.
Brave listeners.
Very brave. And we've got some real gems, proof that reality is often, well, stranger and definitely funnier than fiction.
So true.
Get ready to have your idea of a bad date completely recalibrated.
Okay, let's kick things off. Story number one. This one redefines multitasking.
Uh-oh. I'm intrigued.
So a listener went on what seemed like a totally normal first date.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation, maybe a few awkward bits, the usual.
Standard stuff, yeah.
But then the phone starts buzzing. A lot.
Hmm.
And their date gets really shifty, like noticeably nervous.
Okay, maybe an emergency. Or something else.
Something else. Get this. The reason was...
Yeah.
This person had not one, not two, but three dates scheduled.
Three?
At the same restaurant. All happening at the same time.
No, how is that even possible? The logistics.
Right. Imagine juggling three conversations, remembering who you told what.
It's almost impressive in its audacity, even if it's, you know, spectacularly wrong.
Totally misguided. What was the end game there?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, did he think he'd pick the winner at the end of the night?
Who knows? Apparently he was doing the whole, I just need the bathroom or got to take this call routine to swap tables.
Oh my God. Rotating between them?
Yes. And the real kicker, a server figured it out.
The server. Brilliant.
And told one of the other dates what was going on. Blew the whole thing wide open.
Okay, that server deserves a massive tip. Talk about delivering more than just the food.
Seriously. Medal of honor for that server.
It just shows sometimes the most unexpected people become key players in these dating dramas.
And you feel bad for the people involved, right?
Yeah.
Thinking they're having a moment and they're just part of some weird rotation.
Did anyone get a loyalty card out of it? Maybe a discount for the trouble?
Huh. I wish we knew. Okay, moving from that circus of romance
Please.
To something a little more spectral.
Spectral, as in ghosts.
You got it. Our next story is from a listener who went on a date with someone who proudly announced they were a ghost hunter.
Okay, bold opening. Where do you take someone on a date if you're a ghost hunter?
Not a cozy cafe, not a nice bar.
Yeah.
They went to a supposedly haunted bridge.
Of course they did, a haunted bridge. Sets a unique mood, doesn't it?
Forget mood lighting. You've got potential paranormal activity.
It's definitely a choice. You either lean into the ghost stories under the moonlight, or you're probably thinking, how fast can I fake a migraine?
Exactly. So picture it.
Mm.
They're on this bridge. It's probably dark and creepy.
Uh-huh.
And the ghost hunting date pulls out a homemade EMF reader.
Homemade.
Wow. Okay. Dedication.
This thing apparently starts going nuts. And date gets all serious and says they're sensing a spirit.
Oh, naturally.
A spirit named Brenda?
Brenda. Not like Vlad the Impaler, but Brenda.
Brenda. And apparently Brenda was, and I quote, totally vibing with our listener.
So Brenda was the spectral plus one. Oh, my goodness.
Brenda was crashing the date.
Well, It's certainly memorable, the commitment to the bit, a homemade reader.
You have to admire the... effort, I guess, even if it's completely out there.
Did Brenda offer dating advice? Maybe warn her off?
I hope Brenda was yelling, run, silently. A homemade ghost detector on a first date. That's not a red flag. That's a full-on paranormal emergency flare.
Yeah, it definitely shifts the focus. You're not just getting to know your date. You're sharing them with Brenda.
A conversation starter, maybe? Just not the conversation you expected.
Not at all. Okay, where do we go from ghosts?
Okay, shifting from the supernatural to the, well, the super unbelievable.
Lay it on me. This next story involves someone who dated a person for 2 whole weeks. Thought things were going well, you know.
2 weeks. Okay. Getting comfortable.
And then the bombshell.
Ugh.
It turns out their date had an identical twin brother.
Okay. Lots of people have twins.
Ah, but wait. They had both been dating her, secretly swapping places.
No! Stop it. Why?
And, you know, gotta believe this. Test her compatibility.
Test her. By deceiving her, that's next level crazy.
Isn't it the coordination, the sheer nerve?
It's like something out of a bad sitcom. What compatibility were they even testing? Her gullibility.
Right. Imagine the planning, remembering who said what, which twin went on which date.
Did they compare notes? How did your date with her go last night?
It's just mind-boggling. What kind of test involves tricking someone like that?
Maybe they were testing her observation skills. Or maybe they just had a really, really weird sense of humor.
It had to be pre-planned, like a calculated two-person deception.
So how did it end? Did she figure it out?
Oh, the ending is gold. She found out and dumped them both via group text.
Yes, good for her. A group text dumping, that's legendary.
Talk about efficiency. Clean break, times two.
Absolutely. Sometimes a swift, decisive exit is the only response to that level of creative dating.
Okay, so from secret twins to unexpected guests of a different kind.
Are we talking more ghosts? Or?
No, more like family. Our next listener met an online date for coffee. Pretty standard, right?
Yeah, casual coffee date, safe bet.
Wrong. Waiting at the coffee shop wasn't just the date. It was the date and the date's mother.
The mother on the first date. Oh, that's a curveball.
Instant third wheel. And not just any third wheel. Mom.
Forget awkward silences. You've got mom judging your latte order. Did they bring a permission slip?
Apparently, mom's her stated reason was to make sure our listener wasn't a catfish.
Okay, I mean, catfish are real, but usually you video call or just, you know, meet the person yourself.
Right. But here's the truly wild part. Mom stayed.
What?
For the entire.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Oh, just what?
Just there. Observing.
Oh, the secondhand awkwardness is just
your himmel.
Painful. Trying to flirt while mom's analyzing your small talk.
Can you imagine? Was she taking notes? Huh. Giving little nods or head shakes?
Interesting anecdote about your cat. Points deducted for mentioning an ex.
It's less a date, more like a job interview with parental supervision.
You hope they at least got a free coffee for enduring that. Seriously.
It definitely shows different levels of comfort with family involvement, let's say.
What one person thinks is protective, another sees as a massive, well, a massive reason to run.
Okay, final story. We're going from family dynamics to performance art.
Performance art. Okay, now I'm really curious.
This listener was in a relationship. 3 months seemed pretty normal.
Right. Established relationship.
Time for the breakup talk, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But the method. Oh, boy.
How bad could it be? Just rip the Band-Aid off, right?
You think? No. This person broke up with our listener using a printed script.
Wow. Having your lines prepared to an entirely new and slightly terrifying level.
It suggests like zero willingness for actual spontaneous emotion.
Complete avoidance. I'm picturing stage directions, maybe highlighted section.
Get this. Apparently, the script included a specific instruction for an emotional pause.
An emotional pause. Written down. Oh, you absolutely cannot make this stuff up.
It's like they were workshopping the breakup. Did they ask for feedback after? How was my delivery?
Did the pause land? Oh, my God. It turns this really personal, often painful moment into, yeah, a performance.
It's such a bizarre disconnect. The words are there, but there's no real vulnerability. Did they take a bow?
I hope our listener just burst out laughing. What else can you do?
Right. Being dumped sucks, but being dumped via screenplay. That's a story for the ages. Maybe therapy, but definitely a story.
It certainly says a lot about how that person handles communication or avoids it.
So it's just a recap. If your date is juggling multiple partners simultaneously.
Or consulting Brenda the Ghost on a haunted bridge.
Or has a secret twin brother involved in some weird compatibility test.
Or brings their mom along as a permanent fixture for the evening.
Or, you know, whips out a laminated script to end things, complete with pauses.
Maybe, yeah. Just maybe. It's a sign.
It might be. What's amazing is the sheer creativity people bring to dating. Often misguided, but creative.
Each story, in its own hilarious, weird way, just highlights how unpredictable humans are when looking for connection.
Exactly. If you see any of these red flags, and honestly, we need a whole new color chart for some of these.
Like flashing neon signs?
Pretty much. Maybe it's time to make a graceful exit. Or, you know, definitely send us the story. Maybe our own spectacularly awkward dating past led us right here.
It certainly provides endless material. And importantly, a good laugh. So thanks, everyone, for sharing your wonderfully weird experiences.
Absolutely. Thanks for diving into the dating abyss with us today. We'll be back soon with more explorations into the fascinating, funny, and sometimes facepalm-inducing parts of life.
Until then, may your own dates be significantly less scripted.
And keep those stories coming.